This is the Catch Up on Hit with Flick and
Tim. Now, this week, of course, is Burrito Week as well, which means that if you make it on our show on 13, 12, 16, for any reason, you're going to be picking up Dos Burritos that you can enjoy.
Good.
And right now, we're asking the question, do you have a piercing that you regret? And this is on the back of Becca Judd. Rebecca Judd, you like Becca Judd, don't you? Model,
no,
Instagram.
I've never shown any interest in Becca Judd.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a wag person.
You don't like her?
I mean, I don't have anything against her. I'm not one of those people who's like, I love following Becca Judd. Nah, not interested.
Well,
thank you.
You might like this. I like this. Becca Judd, she's told the world about a piercing that she has that she deeply regrets. She said that she had her belly button pierced a long time ago, but now, since she's had her twins, she got super pregnant. The whole area stretched out, obviously.
So weird, but I know the twins' names.
And now, so
Tom,
you do like her.
No, I don't. It's just because Jane, it's an old school Jane, her boyfriend's name's Darcy, my husband's name's Tom, and her twins are named Tom and Darcy, and that's how I remember her twins' names.
She had a piercing in her belly button. She's had twins. She's taken the piercing out. It's stretched out the skin in that area.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, she can't put anything into it, but now she has what she calls a little fun tunnel.
Gross.
In her belly button. Between, like, the belly button and the outer skin, and she needs to clean it out regularly because otherwise, she says, makeup, spray tan, and just fluff and stuff builds up on the inside.
Where is the makeup going?
Tunnel that's down there? Fills up.
What?
And
who's makeuping this stomach?
Squeeze everything out of it.
Ugh.
She's regretting her piercing.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I've heard a lot of people regret that after childbirth. They say that the belly button one is the one that never quite springs back.
It's a bad one, yeah. I've got I don't know if you know this about me, Flick,
no.
But when
here
I
go.
Was the day before I turned 18,
yep.
Me and a group of friends were like, we were in school still when I was turning 18, and we were just like bored at the end of one day in year 12, and we all went, let's just go and get piercings. So we just
And that is usually how piercings happen.
Yeah, we just all went and just chose different things. Belly buttons, ears, and I, because I thought it would be funny, Flick, got my left nipple pierced.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had it in for like 4 months. It hurt like anything.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that. But
do you want to know something, Flick? I'm going to expose myself to you
now,
if HR's listening. You can actually still see. Do you see there's like a little discoloration like in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
There's a little, it's scarred me.
Yeah.
I've got like a little mark now.
Oh,
I regret that piercing, although it is a funny story.
You cannot put anything back, like it can't be re-
Oh, no.
It's sealed
that
up.
That thing is sealed. Nipples.
Yeah,
just
sweet.
Yeah.
So don't get makeup or spray tan in it. That's
no, I don't have to squeeze anything out, but I do regret that piercing. 13, 12, 16, do you have a piercing that you regret? Anybody who makes it on the show getting Dos Burritos today.
Thanks to Guzmani Gomez, 13, 12, 16. Piercings, you regret.
Jenny from Eagle Hawk, do you have a piercing that you regret?
I do. I got a dermal.
What's
you know the
dermal?
So it's not actually, it's piercings where they put a hole in and they put like a stud into your skin.
Or like on the cheek or something. Is that what that's
called?
Oh, I didn't ever knew what it was called. Thank you, Jenny, for educating me.
That's okay. I got one sort of, how can I politely put it? Between my boobs.
What? Sternum? Sternum for future reference.
Kind of sort of up between, sort of between, you know, my shoulder blades and, in there.
Wait, they put a stud just into your skin, so it just, it's popping out.
Yeah, so it's got like two anchors in it, so they actually like push it in and then push it in again and it's sort of just,
All right, so you wanted to jazz up your chest, and how did that turn out,
that
Jenny?
It was great for a while until I wore this really lacy top and may have been out with the girls and got home to take it off and it got caught and as I've taken top off, it's flung across the room.
Did it hurt?
Hurt wasn't the word would describe. So now I have like this really, really, really nice scar there instead of a really pretty gem.
Oh, poor Jenny.
You're a gem to us, Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny, we're going to give you a double pass to GYG. Have some burritos.
Two burritos.
Put some hot sauce on it. That'll help it.
For one bad piercing. Congratulations, Jenny. Tim, I had a lunch date with my husband last week.
Nice.
You got to remember to do those things, you know, just because you're an old married couple.
What are you at?
29.
9 years? 8 years?
Oh, yeah, we're together 9 years.
And you're still going for little lunch dates.
Of course. Of course. Cute. It's very nice. So Friday we went out for lunch, and then Tom works in town in Queen Street. So I was like, well, it's a beautiful weather day. It was gorgeous on Friday. Let's walk you back to your office. So we were walking back from Bull Street to Tom's work, and Tom looked uneasy, and I was like, everything okay? You're all right? And he goes, look, this is really weird. We've been training Eddie. We've been going to elite canine training to just try and, you know, make him a more obedient doggo.
How's he going with that? Because I know that you were worried about him passing level one, year one.
Yeah, yeah. Look, and we've done so much training. Like, people keep, they're like, are you still going to school? Yes, absolutely, because dogs can never stop learning. And Sahil's a fabulous teacher. So one thing Sahil taught is that when you walk your dog, you want to be consistent and keep them on the same side. So you always keep your dog on the left-hand side.
Why is that? What does that do?
It's just, I'm not sure, to be honest. I think it's just because dogs like routine, and it's also to have a bit more control over them because they're on the left, they're healing. And anyway, point is, keep your dogs on the left-hand side is the lesson learned. Got it. Tom was uneasy because he walks Eddie every single morning. And when he walks Eddie, he has him on the left-hand side. We were walking to Queen Street.
Yeah.
I was walking on Tom's right-hand side. He wanted me to switch over.
Rain Man, no like.
He wanted me to switch to the left.
52 matches on the ground.
Please, just move to the left. Move to the left. I was like, absolutely, I get it. So
what do you mean you said absolutely? Why didn't you say, Tom, I am not our tiny dashing dog.
No.
I am your wife.
Mate.
I am a human being.
Nope.
I will walk on whatever side I want.
Well,
you are the Eddie now.
No.
Look at me. I am the captain now.
I sat down. I did shake, and I was like, yep, let's do it. Let's keep walking. I get it, mate. Sometimes I question things. This one didn't question it.
It works in your weird relationship.
All right, let's go.
Telstra stores Bendigo, Mitchell Street, Bendigo Marketplace, and Lancel Square.
Woo, boy. Who have we got this morning, Tim?
Taking on the 30-second gauntlet, we've got Amanda from Carisbrook. G'day, Amanda. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, so good. Are you pumped, or are you just calm, cool, and collected?
A bit of calm, a bit of calm.
Amanda's a nursing student, which means I feel like you're going to face pressure every day.
Yeah.
This is going to be a walk in the park for you.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yep, she's
maybe.
She's calm, cool, and collected, man.
Okay. All right.
Amanda, 30 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all right, you win $1,000. Your letter today is V for Vancouver. Are you ready to go?
Okay. Righto.
Okay, here we go. Name a household cleaning appliance.
Vacuum.
Name a boy's name.
Vince.
Name a fabric.
Vinyl.
Name a beer brand.
Pass.
Name a colour.
Violet.
Name a musical instrument.
Violin.
Name a designer.
Pass.
Name a type of alcohol.
VB.
Name a car brand.
Volvo.
Name a three-letter word.
Pass.
Oh, no.
So close.
You were really close. She got
seven. I'm so sorry,
seven.
Amanda. Yeah. Yeah, you got heaps. A beer brand was Vic Bitter.
I just realized
the
VB was the beer brand.
I
should have said vodka for alcohol.
I know. Or vermouth. That was, yeah. But you also skipped the designer. Vera Wang, Vivian Westwood, Valentino, Victoria Beckham. There's lots, actually. I start with V.
Yeah.
But we never think of them. Now, a three-letter word. This stumped me when we did a practice run of it. Vow, via, van, vet. It's harder than it's harder when you're actually in it, isn't it, Amanda?
Oh, 100%.
But do you know what? That Amanda is actually our first person to make it to the 10th question.
Yeah.
Do you realise that, Amanda? Yes. You actually saw all the questions just then. If you'd knocked out, if you'd said VB, Victoria Beckham and Van instead of pass, you would have won $1,000 just then. But we are going to hook you up with a double pass, double Guzmani Gomez double burrito voucher.
Congrats, Amanda.
Awesome,
you get a runner-up prize. It's back tomorrow morning after 8.
Click, my favourite story out of the weekend comes from the UK, where Banksy, street artist, has sold an artwork. Now, do you know, you're across Banksy, you know who Banksy is?
Yeah, he's a guerrilla artist, so all his work is mainly graffiti. There's actually a few in Australia. across the globe.
Are they really?
Yeah, yeah, there's a couple in Australia. One was almost painted over, like, on a milk bar somewhere.
Where did he...
In Sydney. And there's some in Melbourne. If you Google it, there's also maps available so you can go across the US and UK.
You can find the Banksy artwork.
And find Banksy's, yeah, because his whole thing is that people should be able to see his artwork everywhere across the globe for free.
Yeah, right. I love Banksy. He's very, very underground. He's one of the few artists in the world nobody knows who he actually is, his identity. No. Has been hidden, and he keeps it very, very secretive, which is hard, especially when there are like three major documentaries about him that you can see on Netflix and stuff. Anyway, he's got one very, very famous image that you've probably seen. It's a little girl reaching up for a love heart-shaped balloon.
Oh, it's gotten away from her, yeah.
It's gotten away from her. It's one of his more famous images, and one of his original prints of this was sold on the weekend at an auction at Sotheby's, which is like a major, major art auction house.
Very pompous.
Very, very pompous.
So pompous. Like, they're the ones that always pop up in the news for recording most expensive art auction in since blah, blah, blah. They always crack their own record.
Exactly.
For
now,
money.
Now, the interesting thing about this is Banksy's like the opposite. That's like, he's not into that world. He's about putting art on the streets where people can actually
constantly
see it.
Constantly makes fun of people in, you know, Wall Street and those with money.
He has done exactly that. Because his original print of the little girl reaching up for the balloon was sold at Sotheby's for a huge amount, $1.4 US or $1.9 million, $1.9 million Aussie bucks. Now,
I believe it. It's an extremely incredible image.
It's a beautiful, beautiful picture, but it's not what it's designed for.
No, no, no. But that's, like I said, Banksy says all my work should be free. The only thing I charge people for is fairgrounds, because he set up that like dystopic
that weird,
Disneyland
like, circus thing.
Well,
the joke is on the person that paid $1.9 million because Banksy had sold this particular artwork in a beautiful looking frame, in this big chunky gold frame.
Weird.
As soon as the hammer went down, sold. The artwork started to move, Flick. The video of this is incredible. The artwork started to move. It started to slide down in the frame. It started to shred itself.
Yes! Yes!
Banksy had made a shredder. He'd built a paper shredder inside the frame. Someone's just paid $2 million.
Suckers.
And just shredded paper has started to drop out of the bottom.
What do you expect when you buy a Banksy? The guy that, like, does not want to encourage this extreme wealth. What do you expect when you pay $1.9 million for a paper picture?
Now somebody has $1.9 million worth of shredded paper.
Question is now, because of this, because, I mean, otherwise we might not be talking about it. Mm. You know, Banksy sold at an auction, big whoop, who cares? The fact now that it's been shredded and it's obviously made
worth
more.
They're going to sell it for more, aren't
is
they?
Is it worth more? Oh. Is it worth more, Tim?
Banksy, why didn't you think about this?
Banksy! Why don't you just put a match in it? Oh, that's incredible, though. Isn't that amazing?
It's my favourite story of the weekend.
Good stuff.
Take that, art buyers.
Are you Banksy? Oh.
Can't say.
Oh, am I Banksy? Oh.
Also can't say.
I feel like I'd know. In the last week, he left our TVs pretty much disgraced. Tim, didn't he?
Oh, good old Badgie. Good old Honey Badger. I've got to say, I called it. It seemed like it was off for a long time.
Biggest sizzle out of any bachelor ever. He chose no one, the Honey Badger.
We were all in love and we were a little bit duped. My favourite quote.
This were we is all from, in love though?
Well, I think people wanted it.
I was so skeptical.
People were just kind of letting the signals go by and they were just had their blinkers on. One of my favourite quotes, this is from the TV show BoJack Horseman, and it's when you're wearing rose-coloured glasses, the red flags just look like flags.
Yes.
And it was true because we saw the red flags, but we just didn't want to pay attention to them.
If you were to watch back the whole season now, I have no idea why you would. But you'd be like, he didn't care. He didn't want to be there at all. But
he was selling the tradie undies.
Last night, he did an exclusive interview on The Project with Lisa Wilkinson and basically spoke out about why he chose no one. And that was that he decided that he wasn't ready, emotionally ready to be in a relationship, which she approached, you know, she asked, but you went into the show ready.
Mm.
And he went, yep, but things changed. Now, the whole interview was a bit like, we know everything in this interview. We know that what happened because we saw it on TV. We saw him choose no one. They interviewed the women who were devastated. Of course they're devastated. We know all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was one thing at the end that I just was like, oh, Batchy.
What did he say?
Digger.
I didn't see this.
You did really well until this point because you just stuck with your line and then you just let it go with this final bit, which just ruined everything.
You know, to all the girls, we all went through a lot of stuff and I just want you all to know that if I ever see you again, I'll buy you a drink and say hello for old time's sake.
Okay, they're not high school reunion
I'm
friends.
I'm banging my head on the microphone.
To all the girls, yous girls are all right. Yous girls are good. I'll buy you a Bacardi Breezer if I ever see yous again. It's all good. Yous guys, we had a good time. We had a laugh,
didn't
we?
If I bump into you.
If I bump into you, I'll buy you a drink. As if that's like his, you caught that. That's like a, you got me.
You got me. Yeah, I screwed you all.
I did stuff yous round. What are you having? Nah, fair enough. High five. I'd stuffed up. Absolutely. What a tool.
Those girls should lynch him. They need to get him. I think they need to do something. Can we stitch him up somehow?
No, he's stitched up
perfectly.
I
hope that the girls do something, get some revenge.
Well, the other thing was, also in that interview with Lisa Wilkinson, not one of his famous catchphrases.
I don't think that he comes up with his catchphrases. I think that he has writers. Mm-hmm. I think that The Bachelor had writers coming 100%. Up with them and telling them to him. Yeah.
And they did not want to sign on for that project.
No,
unfortunately, they could have helped him out.
They're working on Ali Ochin or whatever her name is for The Bachelor at now.
You're on your own now.